We stay with Election Day. Voters are at the polls as we speak, casting their ballots in what is expected to be a midterm election with record high turnout. We know that because there has already been record turnout of early voters here and across the country. In fact, more voters have cast their ballots in early in Arizona this year than voted in the 2014 midterms. So what did that early voter pool look like? Here to break it down for us is Garrett Archer, senior elections analyst with the Arizona Secretary of State's office. Good morning, Garrett.
Good morning.
So let's start with the breakdown of Democrats versus Republicans here in early voting. How did that look?
So we have about 1.6 million ballots that have already been cast in the early for early voting. Right now, as it stands, registered Republicans have cast 41.4% of those ballots, and registered Democrats have cast 33.9% of those ballots. That gives a partisan gap, if you will, of 7.5 points. That is really narrow for a midterm election. We usually hover around 11-point partisan gap.
And that closed, right? That gap started to close recently, just in the last couple of days.
Yes, we've had this interesting trend this year where Republicans, the registered Republicans, turned in their ballots fairly early, and the early voting the October month started at about a 14-point advantage for Republicans and has narrowed on a daily basis to the 7.5 points. In fact, one day last week, Republican and Democrat ballots came in at only about 200 actual ballots separating the two. So it's definitely been a situation where Democrats have been turning in their ballots at a pretty record number right now.
Now, Garrett, since you are the data guru, I'm wondering, though, did you think about this beforehand? Were you thinking to yourself, was there a number in your head? Even you mentioned that an 11-point spread was fairly typical. Were you thinking it would get down to as low as 7.5? Were you thinking somewhere in the middle?
Actually, yes. Based on what we saw in the primary this year and the closer spread and the higher participation of Democrats during the primary, when we did some of our initial internal projections, we were it was going to appear that it was going to be in the single digits, anywhere from 6 to 8 points. So it's kind of within the range of where we sort of expected it.
Okay. We've talked a lot about young voters this election. We heard from a few on the show earlier last hour. So is there an increase in young voters this time around? Are you seeing that?
So right now, I have about 200,000 ballots that have been cast by people who range from the age of 18 to 34. That's 12.5% of the electorate so far. That does seem to be an increase, as they normally hover around 8%. So they are making a little more of an impact on the election this year than in midterms past.
Garrett, have you seen anything as regarding districts? And that could be in the broader sense of congressional districts, if you wanted to break it down into certain legislative districts. Are there certain areas you've seen that have been surprising based on previous trends? They've gone in a direction maybe you didn't expect. Maybe it's more D or more R.
Sure. So in Maricopa County, there are several districts that would be considered swing districts. They're usually in the inner suburbs of the county, and those districts have we've seen certain areas like the Ahwatukee area, LD18, Ahwatukee Chandler, has tightened up considerably since the first reports. In fact, I think as of yesterday, there were only 200 or 300 ballots separating the GOP and Democrats in LD18. Also, LD28, where the Republicans have been a little bit more robust in LD28 in kind of keeping the Democrat the ballot numbers a little bit more at bay, but still impressive turnouts there with them. And so all these kind of inner suburbs of Maricopa County that kind of in the north from sort of Indian School to Thunderbird, and then in the east from the 10 freeway to Gilbert Road, have all been we've seen a lot of movement there for Democrat ballots, and it's been quite impressive.
Okay, last thing for you, Garrett, before we let you go. So we've talked a lot about record turnout. We're seeing that here around the country. What's your guess? What kind of turnout do you think we're going to see in the state this year?
We are projecting anywhere, the middle projection is about 2.2 million ballots. I wouldn't be surprised, based on a recent shift we've been having of more people turning in their ballots rather than dropping off the early ballots at the polls, that that is just under 2.2, but I also would not be surprised if we get all the way up to 2.3.
All right. That is Garrett Archer, Senior Elections Analyst with the Arizona Secretary of State's Office. Garrett, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.